once.
Shut up. You didn't. We got along great, you asshole.
No, I'm not saying we didn't get along great. I'm saying my roommate did stupid things. Did my roommate not do stupid things?
Your roommate did stupid things, but I didn't make your life miserable.
No, I'm not saying you made my life miserable.
I wasn't a bad roommate. I just I had a lot of laundry and a lot of dishes.
Didn't you leave the stove on one time and
I did
fell
leave
asleep?
The stove on more than once. That thank God we had a smoke alarm. That smoke alarm went off a lot.
And what happened when that smoke alarm went off? Cooper would scream and yell. And anyway, right. There's a list today on Cheeseburger of the worst roommates of all time. People sent their worst roommates in. And I still think I can beat some of these.
I was about to say that this list should appreciate. You should appreciate the roommate that you had.
Gave me a week's notice. He was moving out and stuck me with the lease. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's a dick move.
Yeah. He forgot his food was in the oven and left for work. I woke up to the sound of an oven beeping.
Mm.
And apparently, he took the batteries out of the smoke detector. So the smoke detector did not go off.
Okay, so at least I had my own batteries for my own vibrator. I didn't have to take the batteries out of the smoke detector for my vibrator.
God, that stupid freaking smoke detector. God, I hated that thing.
We heard from that thing a lot. Oh, that was like a third roommate in our house.
God. I mean, if you took a warm shower, the smoke detector would go off.
You would make scrambled eggs and it would go off. It didn't like eggs, remember?
It's an egg.
It hated eggs.
There's no smoke. It's an egg. Then we would, in the middle of winter, have to open every window.
Yep, and the door. We'd have to open the door and air the place out.
Just get the stupid thing to stop screaming. And then when the battery would go out, they would not stop.
Right, that's true. It'd chirp all night.
Mm-hmm. Eat the thing. Okay. This guy took a stale bag of Doritos and poured only a few in a fresh bag of Doritos. The result was 1 in 10 chips were stale. Not enough for me to throw out the whole bag, but enough to taint the experience.
So someone's a bad roommate because of one bag of Doritos? I'm sorry, you're the nightmare.
No. They took one bag of Doritos and put a couple of stale Doritos in the good bag of Doritos, so you would think the whole bag is tainted.
Oh, like a prank?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's a dumb prank. That's okay. That's a terrible roommate.
That's a terrible move. We didn't discover until he moved out, but apparently he'd been smoking cigarettes in his closet and ashing onto the shelf that runs along top of it. The guy already stepped outside like 10 times a day to smoke and would often smoke 2 cigarettes in a row when he did. Wow. I never have known another smoker who smoked that much.
My God, that guy is a problem.
Yeah.
Smoking outside, then you have to go inside and smoke more in your closet. You have a problem.
Frying fish on a stove with mustard oil. Yeah.
Well, it just smells.
Yeah. Well, not bad, not dumb. The dumbass roommate couldn't figure out how to turn on the AC, so he left the fridge open for like 8 hours to cool the apartment right after I've gone grocery shopping.
That's just annoying.
But that's something you would do.
I had a roommate once. I had a lot of roommates. I've had a lot of roommates in my day. I had a roommate once who I didn't realize. I knew her from camp, like when we were like little. We ran into each other when we were older, and she was looking for a roommate. I was looking for a roommate. We were like, let's live together. We went to camp together when we were 10. This will be fine.
Mm.
So here we were, like, you know, however you all go when you move in somewhere with somebody, 19, 20, whatever. And I didn't realize that she was nuts. So the whole living with her experience was bizarre. Everything was bizarre. So we decided to buy, we were going to buy furniture. So we decided ahead of time that what she was going to buy and what I was going to buy, and that whatever I bought, I would take with me when we moved out. And whatever she bought, she would take with her when she moved out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the living room was closer to her bedroom than mine. My bedroom was like kind of in the back. you know. So I bought the couch. That was one of our deals that I was going to buy the couch. But she spent so much time on the couch that she said to me one day, I'm taking the couch with me. You can't have it. And we had like another year of our lease. I was like, well, I'm not going anywhere, but it's my couch. She's like, I'm going to have my father and my brother come here and sit on the couch and not let you take it. My whole family's going to come. We're all going to sit on the couch. We're not going to let you take the couch. And we had another year of living together. I was like, this is already getting really bizarre, like really bizarre. So I was the dick roommate at that point who moved out without, she went away for a weekend, like a long weekend. And while she was gone, I hired a man with a van. I took my couch and my stuff.
You took the couch.
I took the couch and I took my stuff and I bought the couch and I got the hell out of there.
But how do you work that lease though?
Luckily it was in her name.
Oh, you're a bad roommate. You're probably number 8 on this list.
You think?
Yeah, I took the couch, moved out, and didn't pay the lease. Stuck me with an apartment in New York. Yeah, that's a bad roommate.
No, she was already the psycho roommate. She would like have guys over.
You psychoed her.
No. I had to get out there. I get out in the end. She would pick up guys at bars, strangers at bars. Okay. Bring them to the house. They would be drunk and they would come banging on my door when they were done with her, like your turn.
Mm-hmm.
So I had like all these locks on my door. You know, I was like, you're putting me. And I said to her many times, like, this is dangerous. You can't bring strangers. Go to their house if you want to be dangerous, but don't bring strangers here. Like, you can't do that. It's not cool. But she did it all the time anyway. So I didn't feel safe there. So I had to get out. Me and my couch.
Okay. Number one, Cooper, bad roommate. All right. You spend an average of 416 days of your life in the bathroom.
I do personally, me.
Adults, the average adult will spend a total of 416 days of their life in the bathroom.
Not if you have stomach issues. Not if you have.
There's more than that. You think that's double that number?
Listen, as somebody that has celiacs, I'm telling you right now, it's twice that.
So who spends the most time in the bathroom, men or women?
No, definitely women, because we're in there to put makeup on. We're in there to color our hair. We're in there when, I mean, showers alone. Like, my boyfriend takes a long time in the shower, but I take even longer when I do like a deep conditioning. I got to shave.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, women definitely spend more time. We got more to do. We're busier.
See, I would think it was men that spend the most time in the bathroom, because you know some guys go in the bathroom for an hour and just sit there and read a magazine.
Yeah, my boyfriend watches Pawn Stars and American Pickers. I hear it coming out of the bathroom. It's like nobody poops for 30 minutes. Like, he's literally in there just hiding from me watching television on his iPad.
Well, that's understandable, because there's only one bathroom and one bedroom and one room, really. Right. And it's the only place he can go to get any peace
privacy
and quiet.
Yeah, it's true. Uh-huh.
So I would think it was men. You say women. Well, men will spend 373 days using the bathroom, around 23 minutes a day. Women will use 456 days, about 30 minutes a day in the bathroom.
David Seely says demisexuals spend the most time in the bathroom.
He's done a survey.
Well, but that's interesting. That brings something else up. So do trans women or gay men, like, you're talking about straight men and straight women.
Right.
Right. What about gay men? I mean, I lived with a gay man, and I'm telling you right now, I did not spend half the time in the bathroom that he did. Wow. I mean,
you can't use you as a source for this at all, because you only spend really about 10 minutes a month in the bathroom.
That's a good point.
you don't take a shower every day.
Right.
You go in there and you pee, and you pee in like a second and a half.
Because I do the radio pee. My friends to this day, if we go to the movies or somewhere or like a restaurant, they time me, because they're like, this is her party trick. Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to the bathroom. Wait till you see how quickly she'll be back. Like, they'll pull the waitress over and be like, watch this. Like, it's a party trick because of growing up in radio, you have to be able to, especially when you're running the board and doing the show yourself, which is how it started when I was, you know, in radio, you had to be able to pee, put on a song, pee and get back before the song was over. So my, I've trained my bladder. I'm a really fast peer.
Yeah, there was a station that I worked at that had CDs and carts, and you had to play. I mean, when that song ended, you had to have something behind it.
Right.
So you couldn't just pick up, and if you had to do the number two, you had to find Do You Feel Like I Do by Peter Frampton. You needed a 30-minute song. So if you ever heard Freebird on the air, that was the reason.
Somebody was pooping. Yeah, that's why Freebird was played so much in rock radio. No, but I was in, it was New Wave and New Rock, so it was New Wave music. Those songs were like
2 minutes and 50 seconds.
You were lucky if you had a 2 minute and 50 second song. Like, that was like, oh my God, I finally have like a song that's almost 3 minutes. So you had to get used to like just pee, wash your hand. And I would sometimes not even have a chance to wash my hands because I'd be busy running back. And I always kept hand sanitizer, you know, in the studio, because that's the only opportunity. I had to go back and, like you, hit the next element, hit everything.
Mm.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, freaking Green Day, when they came out, all songs were 2 minutes and 3 seconds. Ugh. It's like, oh, I don't even have time to queue up the next song. And when I was at that station, I would have to pee, do number two, and I was a smoker, so I would have to, you know, run outside, smoke a cigarette in 13 seconds, and then run back into the studio.
At least the station I worked for had the radio station on in the bathroom, so you can hear where the song was at, so you knew, you had an idea. But stations don't do that anymore, because one station didn't. But then, you know, it depends where you work. I mean, there's some places you work where the station is all through the hallway and you can hear it if you're in the bathroom right by, you know, you can definitely hear it. It's not in the bathroom, but there's a lot of places now where they have so many stations and the bathroom is elsewhere that they can't play all the state. Yeah,
the
it's really
at the same time.
Really difficult. Yeah, there's, I mean, like iHeart was tough.
Right. Well, and the problem with the last station we worked at, they didn't play it in the building at all, and you couldn't pick up the station in the building if you had a radio.
Right, exactly. So you could the only place you can hear the station was in the actual radio studio. It wasn't in the hallway, it wasn't in the lobby. Listeners would come by to pick up tickets, and they'd be playing old MTV. Remember?
Right. But our office was right next to the studio. And I remember I had a radio.
Right.
And I wanted to have a radio on so I could hear when we have to go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
We couldn't pick up the station.
Couldn't pick up the station. Yeah.
At my, you could open the door to the studio and hear it, but you couldn't hear it on the air.